to bring someone in that's completely independent. Okay. 3 months later, you're fine. 3 months later, you're fine. 3 months later, there's minor changes. Let's be proactive versus having bigger changes. Kelly does different balance tests. So, okay, God forbid, we'll use the example of somebody fell, they fractured their hip. Now they're in a subacute rehab. We're not going in there and saying, well, hypothetically, Mrs. Smith has fallen and fractured her hip and she was ADL 300 feet without any adaptive devices. We're saying she was walking 300 feet, but the fact that you have professionals that are using the same tests as the people sitting across the table, this is the range that you need to bring your client up to. She was mm-hmm. a 10 out of 10 out of balance. You're quantitatively empowering. You, again, you can't beat the system, but you need someone that knows the system to make the system work for you.
Hmm.
So we are your own private navigator. We do not what we want for you. We do what you want. So I give the example of our clients stand in front of us, and we're the ones that stand behind them saying, this is what she meant when she said this. Make this happen. Is that right. correct? Yes, that's correct. Let's go forward.
Interesting. I've learned a lot in the few minutes we've been talking. Once again, it's Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters and 55 Plus, and I'm talking with Kelly McNamara and Christopher Kellogg. We're going to go to a few paid commercials. We'll be back, and we'll go a little bit deeper. But, Chris, what if somebody wanted to come, call, and talk to you directly, what phone number is the best one to contact you at?
Great. Our phone number is 908-452-6644, and we can be reached also at NightingaleNJ, all one word, .com. NightingaleNJ.com.
Great.
Thank you.
We'll be back in about 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Once again, it's Joe Peters, along with Kelly McNamara and Christopher Kellogg, and we're doing our 55 Plus, talking about Nightingale, New Jersey. And my apologies, my real estate commercial played in the middle of that. It's just pre-programmed, and I'm not here to sell real estate today. I'm here to help talk about some of the things that are challenging to the senior population or to people getting into the senior population. But the interesting thing was, as we were talking and went into commercial, Kelly's phone buzzed and she got a message. And it's a typical day in the neighborhood. Maybe she could tell us what's happening.
So this is a client who has her family members out of state. So, she misplaces things or gets confused in the evenings, and she calls her adult child who's out of state, and that person gets understandably concerned about what's happening, and, you know, the mother thinks that somebody's stealing from her, or she panics because she can't find things. So, our job is to let them know that, you know, we'll head over there after this radio show. One of us will head over there and make sure all is well and touch base. We know she's safe because we know she has a live-in caregiver. And we know everything is safe, but it's just a very fragile situation. And it's very reassuring for family members who live out of state to know that one of us can get there and just make sure that everything's okay and reassure her. And, you know, it's the way our business has actually developed is it has grown in a way that's not completely, but quite different from what we anticipated at the outset, where we saw a certain progression as we took a client on. We thought we would, you know, go through a certain set of steps. And in fact, we do eventually get to those steps, but usually not for a while because the seniors who are home have so many people coming in and out of their homes, really. If they've been in and out of the hospital, they have VNA and all these different people coming in and out, and healthcare, home health aides, and all these different faces. It's very overwhelming for them. So we're just another face until they see us, you know, a number of times.
Right.
We just sit with them and develop a relationship of trust, and until they really understand that we are not there to be another person telling them, you must do this, you must take this pill, you must go to this appointment, you must go to the hospital, I don't think you can live home anymore. They eventually see that we are working every time we see them to chip away at the obstacles that would keep them from staying at home and to put interventions in place to make it easier for them to stay home, to help them be able to safely self-medicate or safely cook.
Right.
Whatever it is that needs to happen.
So in this instance, the daughter or child is remote and the parents are local, which makes sense because you're helping the local situation. Mm-hmm. How did they come about your service? How did you find each other?
How was that referral, Chris? That was
that's an elder care attorney.
That's right.
Elder attorney, that's okay. Right.
Okay, couldn't remember.
And I would think elder care attorneys and maybe post-acute social workers are where your first contact usually happens. I mean, you're saying you'd love to start earlier, but human nature makes that not happen that frequently.
Right. Well, we are hoping that the elder care attorneys are watching and estate planners are watching as they work with their clients, and their clients, you yourself said you couldn't spell senior, and now you are one.
Yeah.
That's somebody that you meet with regularly. You know, the senior meets with their estate planner or their physician, their accountant. These are people that they see regularly, and they've seen the same ones over many, many years, with whom they now have a very developed sense of trust. And so those are the people that notice, that often notice, because finances are one of the earliest signs of, you know, having a hard time managing your own environment is evidenced by financial mistakes. And so those are the people really that can be the first referrals before their client gets too far gone, you know, before it does become a crisis. So they can recommend services and we can put preventive things in place. We do get referrals as well from a lot of the physicians with whom we've worked in the community, you know, in the community and through long-term care, who know us and trust us. And we went to visit them and said, this is what we're doing now. Yeah. And, oh, that's awesome. So we have gotten
I'm sort of relating back to my late father's situation. And he wanted to stay at home, as most – nobody wants to go to a nursing home. And I had VNA coming in. I had Meals on Wheels coming in. I had him go to the doctors regularly. Even myself or one of his grandchildren would take him. But I never had an overall case manager. Mm-hmm. I was the case manager without knowing what the hell I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was somewhat a burden.